Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Our friend Rob in West Mifflin. Rob, you still want that 12-win bet? Was it 12 wins you said?
Absolutely, I want the bet.
All right.
Absolutely. It's week two, man. Y'all panicking too much.
No. I'm not panicking. I just, they are 9-18, and that's just, look, the Steelers win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one. When you get to the end of the year, you know what that makes you? 9-8 with 17 games. That's what they're going
to
be.
They're going to have to win a game now, Rob, that we didn't expect them to win. To get to maybe two games we didn't expect them to win to get to that point where you think they're going.
They already did. They beat Buffalo.
Okay, but then they lost one they should have won.
Exactly, but listen to what I'm saying. Everybody played. Those they got to help Ben out. Ben's old. I was at the game yesterday. 136 double E, wrote seat 9 to me and my wife. Deontay, he stopped running on that one play, man. I mean, even if it's a bad throw by Ben, at least if you're back there, you could try to break it. But then he stopped running on another route. I mean, they got to help him out. I understand that. And the Ebron situation, I agree. I had a fire move shirt on yesterday. He should start, but you still need a veteran tight end. I'm not saying he should be out there as much as he was, but Freiermuth should be out there. Don't just cut Ebron, but you need him. What if something happens to I know Gentry's not the second answer. He can't be. I mean, I'm with everything y'all saying. I agree with everything y'all saying.
Well, is Ebron play any special teams? Does he do anything for this team? You say you need a veteran tight end. I don't know if you do. If he gets hurt, then you play Gentry and you pick somebody up off the waiver wire. There's 7 tight ends, 15 tight ends on the waiver wire every single week. There's guys you can find all over the place on other teams' practice squads. I don't need Ebron on this team. He's the least of their big problems. The big problem's the offensive line. Let me ask you real quick. You said you sat in 136 row E or whatever. Did you have a problem Did you have a problem getting in yesterday and buying concessions and stuff?
Oh man, you know I slid through. Me and my wife, I said, you just gotta follow me. We slid through gate C and got right in. Wasn't a problem.
How early did you go in?
We got there. I was already there, so I met her down there. We walked in about 12:50.
Oh,
we
wow.
Got, we got there.
Okay. Man. Okay.
Yeah, there were people there. Listen, those people they need to slow down on that alcohol down there. They're just standing by the gate. People don't want to go in. And then I go out there. I'm in line. They shut down. Start the fourth quarter. You know, they shut it off like two people behind me. So this guy's going crazy. He's smoking a cigarette. Oh, I need two beers. I said, listen, get me one beer and get that guy a beer, please, because he's about to go to jail.
Right. Get him a beer so he doesn't go to jail. That's a great tactic. Get him a beer so he doesn't go to jail.
Right.
That's the way you play.
Stick it out, Joe. I brought him a beer. I'm walking away. He doubles back and tries to get back in line. I said, what in the hell? I told my wife, listen, it's 4 minutes left. We're standing back here. They got the little handicap section we stand up top at. When this game is over, we're getting out of here. Somebody's going to get in trouble, man. They be wired down there.
Well, they are wired. Yeah. Let me ask you this. I need a ruling on this. How old is Andrew Filippone? Andrew Filippone's what, 30-some?
Early 30s. 30,
yeah. Maybe 30, 31 years old, Andrew Filippone is. He's in the parking lot yesterday at 9:36 a.m. doing a beer funnel. Is that illegal or legal? Not from a Pittsburgh police standpoint, but from a party standpoint. Are you, after you're 23 years old, are you able to bong beers or not? Yes or no, Rob?
Oh, are you serious? Yes.
Okay.
That's what we do. That's what we do. We're Pittsburghers. We love our football.
All right.
You know, We're Western Pennsylvania guys, man. We breed football okay. players, right? We love football, man.
You're the one that said the alcohol was out of hand, Rob.
I know, but I'm saying I'm not going crazy about it. Like, after they shut us down and started the fourth quarter, you should already be wired.
You should. Thank you for the call.
Fair point, Rob.
You should already be.
Don't win Rob in West Memphis.
He was probably with that guy who was behind Rob in the line.
What did Cowher once call the Monday night?
Warm up the vocal cords.
Yeah, well lubricated, yeah. I believe. So there's that. Whew. He didn't have any problem getting. Now, here's the thing. I got to say with Rob. There's a story on every – and we'll get to this Cowher thing, Tomlin thing at about 8:42 about going for it on fourth down. If Rob – Pony's 35, somebody's saying. Wow, I had him dubbed
– I thought he was like 32, 33-ish.
Yeah, I don't
– It was good for 35.
Anyhow, if he is getting his wife in at 12:50 for a 1 o'clock game – he's got some kind of hookup where he's going in some side door.
Yeah.
Robin West Mifflin is privy to an entrance or a ticket taker, or he knows a guy where he's getting in some loading dock or something.
Hey, come back around this corner here. There's a gate. We're all good. Just don't say anything to anybody.
When I was growing up, we used to do that at Fitzgerald Fieldhouse. We knew a guy, an usher, a ticket taker. He's like,
door number
don't
eight.
Even get tickets. Just come to the one turnstile, and I'll click it once, and you guys just get in. But you can only bring, like, two people. That's what he'd say. And so it was a guy that we knew growing up. There's no way Rob just slid in, like he said.
He's right, though. People are wired. Somebody sent me a picture this morning of some dude that messed his pants.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday. Right. He had his shoes off, too, in that picture for some reason.
God.
Now, is it confirmed he messed his pants, though? Or is it maybe did he just spill something on his pants and he was washing them?
Because both.
He could have.
Either way, he was standing at the sink
with his pants off
and a bus jersey on.
Yeah,
in an old school. Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. What is this? The sink is a multi-purpose sink.
Oh, jeez.
I like how everybody has tact and couth and everything. Now we used to urinate in a trough at Pitt Stadium, and it was nothing.
They still have troughs at Heinz Field.
Right,
it's a damn sight better than pooping in my pants.
But we don't know if the guy pooped in his pants. There's no proof of the guy pooping in his pants. He very well may have, but no, he's just what he may have spilled. Also, you know what might have happened? He could have spilled ketchup all over his pants from a hot dog.
If the stain was on the front of his pants, okay, I'm all right. But if the stain was on the back of the pants,
you don't know where the stain was.
I don't. I'd prefer more confirmation.
All we know is that he. And here's the thing: if he's standing in his underwear, okay. I have really gone, really deep into this.
You've done a deep dive on this.
Wouldn't there be a stain on his underwear?
Well, you can't see his underwear because the jersey's draped down over his...
Wouldn't there be a stain on his jersey? Maybe perhaps.
Maybe not.
He's wearing
maybe
the away whites.
Maybe he keeps his shirt untucked.
Yeah, I don't know. Nonetheless, is it a party foul to go ahead...
to poop your pants?
No, it definitely is. But to wash your pants in the Heinz Field bathroom...
412-928-9837.
Yeah, particularly during COVID times, probably. But, okay, what's worse?
How do you dry them off?
Pooping your pants or spitting in an opponent's face? 412-928-9370. Trey Turner. Do you think he spit at him? Because I'm still not convinced. I think he called him a name.
Well, his head, like you Bob, see his head visibly jerk forward like it looks like it does when you spit at somebody, right?
It also looks like that if you call somebody like the B
you
word.
Bleepy bleep.
Yep, yeah. And you like. I'm not saying he didn't spit at him. There's only a couple people who know that definitively.
Right.
But you never saw the super slow-mo, CBS eye on whatever,
right.
Like they do.
Zoom in.
Yes,
on
and
the
you
spittle.
Saw the liquid coming out of his mouth. Like, that's the shot. That's the one they want to show you to, like, we have better cameras than everyone.
We were waiting to see, because we didn't know what happened in the press box. Mm-hmm. And now, somebody said, it was one of the official score guys was saying, like, oh, he spit at him. So somebody
on the
like
field had said that was why the ejection had happened.
Yes. And then
Jim getting all the official titles, one of the official score guys.
Yeah.
Well, right. I don't know who does what. Maybe it was the play percentage guy. I don't know. But no, somebody just said out loud.
Well, because if you were just
we're watching it to see, because if they had a replay of it, they would have shown it. You would have thought. But they didn't apparently just did they didn't have it because it was well after the play, they probably just didn't have a camera on it.
Also, back to that thing though, real quick, we'd like to get official confirmation or non-confirmation on this. If you are the alleged pants pooper. 412-928-9370. Call us. We'd like to get confirmation. Was it poop? Was it not? Did you spill ketchup on your pants, perhaps?
What was? Why were you washing your pants in the sink?
Was it a little humid up under and you just needed to dry? I don't know. Maybe he put his pants on the dryer. We don't know that. All we know is he had his pants off in the bathroom. Mike Tomlin.
I'm looking at this picture again. Yes. He might have had his undies off, too.
You just throw your underwear away if that happens. You don't even try to salvage them. Anyway.
I think he did have his undies off.
That looks like the bottom of some cheekage there, Jim. Would you concur?
I think so.
Maybe he had a thong on, and you just can't see it.
Jim, you've tried that before. Yeah.
What, wearing a thong?
Yeah.
Right. Remember?
It was really good.
All right, Coach T, fourth down. Here we go.
I did, but I felt comfortable with our ability to stop them. I wanted to play the field position game, and I think we punted it and stopped them.
All right, here's he was asked if he thought about going for it. 23-14, Steelers down by 9 points. Okay, there's 8:36 left. Pittsburgh is faced with a 4th-and-1 at their own 34. They punted. From there, they did get the stop that he spoke of. Then they got the deep field goal. After that deep field goal, then the Raiders they ran out the clock from there. After the deep field goal, they get it with 3:42 left. They run out the clock at first down, kick the field goal, game over. Okay?
And they got a decent punt from Harvin, but he outkicked the coverage a little bit because Renfrow was able to bring it back about 15 yards.
Right. So the Steelers essentially, you had to make the decision right there. Do you get two traditional stops? Or can you score twice? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of the choice that they needed to make.
Right.
And in scoring twice, that would have had to have been one of the times that you scored if you continue that drive, if you get it on fourth down. If you get stopped right there and you don't get it on fourth down, game's over. They're going to make a couple yards, kick a field goal, game's over. I've gone back and forth on this because I like to just study it before I knee-jerk and say he messed up. Now, what I do think should happen before I get into the ultimate decision, there should be consultation with the quarterback. The quarterback's always going to say, especially a guy that's been here for as long as he has been, I want to go for it. But you shouldn't have the ultimate feel. You should consult with your offense a little bit. Do we have something we think that can work here? Can we make a yard here? You saw what just happened in the Sunday night game.
That's what I was
going
to say. If John Harbaugh, after the way Lamar Jackson played, I know he's electric. He's running balls in for touchdowns and stuff like that, but he still turns the ball over way too much and is non-protective of the football to a scary degree for a quarterback of his caliber. If Harbaugh can trust Lamar Jackson to ask him in that 4th-and-1 situation, you want to go for it? Then Mike Tomlin, I would think, could trust Ben Roethlisberger to ask, you want to go for it? All right, what do you want to run? What do you think?
Just go for it. You don't have to consult anybody. No, seriously.
Well, doesn't Ben have veto power at this point in his career? If he doesn't have it now, he'll never have it. To wave off the punt team or to say, hey, look, can we get a measurement? Why can't you say, hey, can we get a measurement? You kill some time
give you a second to go back and forth.
You say, listen, Mike, listen, it's a home opener. They haven't been fans here in forever. We're trying to – we can go 2-0.
Yeah,
let's
Ben,
go.
I trust the D. Okay, coach,
all right,
that's fair.
Fine,
that's fair.
Fine, at least we talked about it. All right, bring in the punt team then if you must. But let's talk about it. My coordinator, he's not on the sideline. I'm talking to this Sully guy who I don't even know, right? He's down here. I'm not saying the coordinator should be on the field. I don't mind the coordinator in the booth at all. About half teams do it anyway. But Ben is the guy that has the biggest grasp of the offense. He would be even if the coordinator was on the field. Allow him to have at least a chance to politic for himself.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing, too. To that point, okay, and even for the game, the Raiders held the ball for 10 minutes more than the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers' defense was without two guys to start with. They lost two other
He's
guys.
He's putting confidence in a defense that just got decimated. Buried for 61 yards on a big touchdown.
But not only that, but they've been on the field for a long time, and they're missing four of their players. And so it's a decimated defense. It's a tired defense. It just didn't make any sense to me. Trust your offense in that.
And if you don't trust your offense, I don't care how bad the line is. You got Matt Canada sitting up there scheming all kinds of crazy jet sweep motions and everything. If you can't find 1 yard at that point, then we're right back to where we were late last year.
Well, if you can't find it from a 6'6", 245-pound quarterback, I don't know what to tell you.
That's the other thing, too, is that you watch a guy who's not quite as old as he is, but, you know, not young. In Carr, and he's picking up a yard
and a half
every time.
Jim, I watch a guy that's older that just said he wants to play till he's 50. do it all the time and go forward.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just that this is not, the guy that was in that game, but I you're right about that. Nothing is more frustrating to have it happen, see the other team do it to your team twice and then your team just refuses to do it. It just doesn't make sense. And the other thing too is that you could actually bring the fullback into the game. You could fake a play into the middle, you roll out, waggle, boom.
Or pitch and hand catch it for to the fullback down. Who is now paid a handsome sum to simply just cover kicks. He does it very well, but Watt is paid to cover kicks.
Or put the fullback in front of the rookie running back that you just drafted in the first round and have him punch somebody in the face so that that rookie running back can find a yard and fall forward.
It just feels like there's no communication. Like, you know, Mike Tomlin says he makes that decision. I get it. But I'm not saying this is with Mason Rudolph. I'm not saying it's with someone else. This is with Ben Roethlisberger, who has, quite honestly, he has been the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers longer than some people at that stadium yesterday have been alive.
All the kids,
and he does not have a vote.
All the kids going to those homecoming dances we talked about earlier. They haven't been alive as long as Ben's been
the
starting quarterback
of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he doesn't have a vote, or at least say, or they don't get together, have a nice little caucus about it, and say, what do we want to do here?
And any punishment that he's going to receive by sneaking the ball is less than the punishment that he gets when he draws back to pass most of the time.
And one more thing. I am not all about blindly following analytics, but at the very least, there needs to be one guy who has a job of, Mike, hey, this is just the analytic view of things. We increase our win probability 4% if we go for it here.
Well, I don't need any of that. I don't need any win probability. I don't need anything. I need a how's it feel right now. Do we trust the guys that just got butchered for 61 yards, or do we trust the offensive line who stinks that can make a yard? Which one's worse? And especially with the play, I don't need any analytic stuff. I don't need win probability.
So
I
math need, doesn't matter.
No. That's
well, in this instance, no.
Math matters to get 1 yard. That's my math that I need. I don't need win probability.
But I'm saying if all else fails, everybody's trying to convince
math
Mike
and win
Tomlin.
Math probability is a lot different for me.
Fourth and one, Mike. We got to get 1 yard. Here's what the math says about the probability of winning this game.
I don't think about math in that instance. I think of can you push that guy forward and us get 1 yard. The only math I need is one, and that's 1 yard. It doesn't matter. It's whatever some Sagarin rating says, whatever some Corsi says. I don't need any of that. Can you kick somebody's ass for one snap? Let's go forward.
I just think if all else fails, and we're in agreement on the fact that he should have gone for it. If all else fails and you can't convince a guy that, hey, it makes sense, at the very least you could show him, hey, here's what the probabilities of every other fourth and one opportunity.
This guy has trouble
in the
managing
history
the time
of the game.
On a clock.
Right.
I wouldn't overload it with any information.
Fair.
I will say this. If we see Ben where he is and he's at the age that he is and he's come back, if we didn't see a quarterback sneak yesterday when he's had an offseason to heal and all that, I wonder if we ever see it again in his career.
Nope.
If there was a time to – I wonder if we'll ever see it again.
Not until the center's been in the league for a couple of years, so that answers your question.
Right.
You won't.
Essentially, though,
him.
It's the easiest play, even if a center has no idea what they're doing. Snaps it and he falls forward.
I'm with you on this. I've thought that forever.
Any of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.